Imagine booking a flight, confirming your meetings, packing your bags, and then at the last minute being told your visa no longer exists. That's the reality for a great number of Nigerians this week. Travel isn't just about movement, it's about discovery, opportunity, and the stories that shape our world. Welcome to EJ, The World of Travel, the podcast where we explore how travel connects people, businesses, and cultures. I'm Tony Doe, and every episode we bring you insights, trends, and real stories from travelers, industry experts, and entrepreneurs navigating the global landscape. So whether you're a frequent flyer, a business owner, eyeing new markets, or someone simply curious about the world beyond, you're in the right place. Let's take this journey together. From entrepreneurs to journalists and even federal agency heads, travelers with spotless records have had their US visas quietly revoked. Official letters arrive with no explanation beyond a vague reference to new information, leaving people stranded, tickets refunded, and plans collapsed. Some only discover it at the airport, facing detention before being sent home. This sudden wave isn't just about travel inconvenience. It's a window into a broader tightening of US visa policy, especially for countries like Nigeria, historically under heightened scrutiny. Families, professionals, and students are now navigating uncertainty in a space where planning and reliability were once assumed. For those who move across borders for work, study, or family, this is more than bureaucracy. It's a reminder that even global travel isn't always predictable. If you're planning to fly, double-check your paperwork and prepare for the unexpected. Here's a story for anyone who loves to travel. Nigeria's skies are full of opportunity, but the people flying the planes are asking for a lift of their own. The National Association of Aircraft Pilots and Engineers is calling on airlines to invest in young pilots and engineers. Right now, graduates are spending tens of millions of naira just to get the training that airlines should provide. Meanwhile, some carriers lean heavily on expatriates, leaving local talent grounded. Back in the days of Nigeria Airways, fresh pilots and engineers had clear paths to grow. But today, that system is missing, creating a gap just as older professionals retire. NAAPE says it's time for airlines, with the backing of strong national carriers, to step up, sponsor training, and build the next generation of aviation professionals. For travelers, it's more than just industry news. How well our pilots and engineers are trained affects safety, efficiency, and the experience of flying itself. Investing in talent now means smoother skies tomorrow. Something remarkable is happening in Malawi. The government has just rolled out a brand new passport system that's fast, secure, and accessible. For years, many Malawians had to travel long distances to apply, wait endlessly, and deal with unreliable systems. Now, with biometric technology, mobile money payments, and decentralized offices across the country, getting a passport is simpler than ever. Why does this matter for travel? Because passports are not just documents, they are keys. And when more people have easier access to those keys, doors open inside and outside the country. For Malawians, it means smoother movement across borders, quicker checks at airports, and greater opportunities to connect with the world. For the rest of Africa, it means Malawi becomes an even more attractive destination. Lake Malawi, Liwonde National Park, Mount Mulanje, all suddenly within easier reach for regional and international visitors. Oh, and there's a bigger picture. Malawi is showing what's possible. A strong, efficient passport system doesn't just help citizens travel. It strengthens tourism, boosts trade, and inspires neighbors to raise their own standards. So the story isn't only about Malawi's new passport. It's about Africa's growing ease of movement, one reform at a time. Before your next trip, check if your destination has updated its passport or visa systems. A small change, like Malawi's new biometric passports, can mean shorter lines, smoother borders, and less stress on your journey. Let me take a quick stop here to share something exciting. At Global Inks and Services Limited, through the Pearl Academy in Warree, we've teamed up with Ontario International Academy in Canada to bring the Ontario Secondary School Diploma, OSSD, right here to Nigeria. It's a Canadian high school diploma accepted by universities worldwide. No IELTS, no TOEFL, just a clear path to study in Canada, the UK, Australia, Malaysia, and beyond. And the best part, you can complete it in just 1 year without leaving Nigeria. If you or your child is looking for that global edge in education, this is the journey to start. Visit glstravels.com/OSSD to learn more. That's glstravels.com/OSSD. Don't just dream the journey, prepare for it. They say your journey begins the moment you arrive, not at passport control, not even at baggage claim. It starts with the first word spoken to you. In Ghana, that word has always been Akwaba, welcome. A single word that feels like a hug, that assures you this land has room for you. But recently, Akwaba found itself in the middle of a storm. Rumors surfaced that the iconic greeting was being replaced on the signage at the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park, replaced with Obake from the Ga language. Others argued for Weza from the Ewe tradition. The Ghana Tourism Authority quickly shut it down, saying nothing has changed. Yet, the conversation stirred something deeper. In a country with over 70 languages and dialects, whose welcome gets to be the welcome? To some, Akwaba is more than an Akan greeting. It has become a national brand. It sits on airport banners, tourism billboards, and in the mouths of tour guides. For decades, it has framed Ghana as Africa's front porch, a place where the world is not just received, but embraced. To others, relying only on Akwaba feels like silencing the cultural chorus. Should the Ga people not see Obake at Kotoka Airport, built on their ancestral land? Should the Ewe not hear Weza in national spaces? I imagine myself landing in Accra and the officer at immigration looking up, smiling and simply saying Akwaba. And in that instant, the fatigue of travel, the nervous energy of arrival will all disappear. Because that single word carries weight. For me, it's deeper than tribe. It just shows belonging. But it's also true, every Ghanaian greeting carries its own warmth, its own rhythm of hospitality. Maybe the question isn't which word should dominate, but how Ghana can showcase them all. Because language is identity, and identity is a journey. So whether it's Akwaba, Obake, or Weza, remember this, a welcome is more than words. It's the story a nation tells the world. And on your next trip, listen closely. The first word you hear may be the one that stays with you long after you've left. So you're planning a work trip and you search for flights, and in seconds, Google hands you the full package. Flights, hotels, restaurants, even a little nightlife suggestion feels like magic. But then, in reality, that perfect hotel might be too expensive, and that flight not approved by your company. Now, suddenly what looked like a gift could cost you and your employer far more than you planned. This is the world of AI and corporate travel. Tools like Google's Gemini know your habits and serve up options that feel just right for you. The problem is, business travel isn't only about you. It's about budgets, safety, and sticking to policy. Travel managers worry about this leakage when staff book outside official systems. It messes up company discounts, makes reporting harder, and sometimes leaves travelers without proper support. So listen, the problem isn't AI itself. It's how we use it. Some companies are already teaching AI their rules, so employees still get quick, smart options, but ones that fit within the policy. So the future is not about fighting AI, but about guiding it, because travel has always been about choices. And in this new era, the smart choice is letting AI make things easier without letting it run the show. When booking corporate travel with AI tools, always cross-check with your company's travel policy or your travel manager before confirming. A quick double-check can save you money, protect your safety, and keep you in good standing with the office. That's it for this episode of EJ, The World of Travel. If you found this insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share with others who love to explore the world in new ways. For updates, show notes, more travel insights, check out glstravels.com/podcasts or connect with us on social media at glstravelsng. You can also send an email to tony@globallinkstravels.com. Got questions or ideas for future episodes? Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep moving, keep exploring, and keep discovering your world.